Hello, and welcome back to the Midnight Subway with your host, Ty. Hi. So, for today, I'm just going to talk about comfort again. It's one of my favorite topics. There's plenty of things you can talk about. There's plenty of, like, subjects when you talk about such a vague idea, not vague, but such a general term as comfort. There's plenty of things you can find comfort in. And so today we're going to be talking about comfort in spaces. So, a little life update. I'm in college, right? I can't remember exactly, but I did upload a video, not video, I upload an audio or an episode or whatever, talking about how confused I was about college and how worried I was and the process of it and that I wasn't ready, which I kind of still aren't. Like, I mean, I'm ready, obviously, because I'm here. I'm already here. But I think what I really should have touched on was just the uncertainty that I felt. It was very, I felt that it was rushed in a way. I felt that for the episode, right? I felt that I was just very uncertain, and I felt that I was unprepared, meant to say. Not rushed, unprepared. I felt very unprepared. So I think that's why. You could tell by the way that I posted it, the way that I talked. But I'm here now, and so that doesn't change, honestly. I still am extremely uncertain, and you're going to be uncertain. I'm in my freshman year of college. First semester isn't even over. I'm going to feel uncertain about a lot. So, you know, that's always, it's a very normal feeling. But today we're going to talk about comfort. So, I feel that we're going to talk about comfort and its relation to me. Not me specifically, but, like, you know, to how I feel about being in college. So, I chose a college outside of Arizona. And so, one of the reasons why I did choose it was to branch out and, you know, step out of my comfort zone, because in life, you're gonna have to be uncomfortable. I'm not saying that you should put yourself in uncomfortable situations, no, but it's more so of, would you rather stay in a place where, actually, no, I shouldn't say that, because I know for a fact I'm going to pick the latter rather than the former. Because what I was going to say was, would you rather stay in a place where your family, friends and family are there? Everybody you've ever known is there. A lot of the things you enjoy doing are there. Or would you rather step out of your comfort zone? And I know for a fact I choose the former. What the fuck? Like, that's just how I am. So I probably shouldn't word it like that. But I think that, how do I say this? I just wanted a change of pace, essentially. I have always wanted to go to a college outside of Arizona, because I, even though I'm a very introverted person, I'm somebody who isn't super outgoing or forward, no. I'm not saying that I want to be necessarily, it's more so that I want to try new things. I enjoy trying new things. Every time I go to a restaurant, I don't know, I tend to try new things. Something that if I see something I like and it's something that I haven't tried before, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm finna try it. So that's kind of how I went about with college, obviously. I chose a college outside of Arizona, very far away from my family. Not very far, obviously. I think I chose college in Louisiana. So right next to us is, Texas. And then right next to Texas is, I think, New Mexico? Or is it Utah? One of those two. And then right next to Utah or New Mexico is Arizona. So we're about two states away. But Texas is a fat ass fucking state. That state is actually fucking huge. If you If you look at a fucking US map, girl, Texas is huge. Texas is fat. It is a big state compared to Arizona, compared to a lot of states, actually. But anyway, even though I have never really traveled outside of my state, because the only states I have traveled outside of is like California and Nevada, right? But those are right next to Arizona. It's a simple border over. But this is like a little further than that. This is about two states over. And so, honestly, I'm not comfortable. I know that sounds horrible, and it's understandable considering I'm in my freshman year, but like, I am not comfortable at all. Like, at all. I have extreme anxiety, right? So it's hard for me to do certain things without thinking that people are watching me. And of course, people are going to watch. It doesn't matter who you are. People are going to look. But I think that knowing that is what makes me so anxious. It's what makes me so reserved and introverted, because I know that people are watching. But weirdly enough, I felt much more introverted here than I have in Arizona, which is insane. Like, how to describe this? So in Arizona, I like anime, right? So I would go to anime conventions. I would even dress up at anime conventions. And by dressing up, I don't know how to describe it, but like, weirdly enough, a lot of people tend to ask for pictures. It doesn't matter what kind of, if they know the character and they really wanted a picture, they'll ask you to take a picture together. Or they'll talk to you and be like, I love your cosplay. How did you do it? You know, what inspired you to do this, this, and this? And it's like great and shit. It's wonderful. So, what's it called? So when you would, you know, cosplay and stuff like that, you're kind of stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit, because you're in cosplay, you're in costume, you have to put on makeup, wear wigs, wear a specific outfit. But weirdly enough, I feel much more introverted and more insecure in Louisiana than I have in Arizona. And I think that's probably due to the fact that there's a lot of people I don't know in Louisiana. I'm not very comfortable here. And when we think about comfort, it's obviously because you don't feel vulnerable. You feel open. You feel, you know, you feel like you can be yourself, and you have absolutely no doubt in your mind that, you know, you're embarrassing yourself, or you have no doubt in your mind that you're in a compromising situation or anything like that. And especially when it comes to space, like, you know, places that you are, the doi, you don't feel vulnerable. You don't feel, what's it called? You don't feel like you could be attacked at any given point. And for one thing, you don't feel fucking insecure. Now here in Louisiana, I'm all of those things. I feel so vulnerable. I'm not going to lie. The reason why I decided to even talk is because I felt alone, weirdly enough. I felt that my, I felt that the way that I was going about it, hold on. There we go. I kind of felt that there we go. Oh, I love that song. Okay. Sorry, I had to change the song because I wanted it to be a nice song. But anyway, I feel like I am alone for right now. There's nobody that I have really a solid system with. There's nobody that I can necessarily really confide in about the way that I'm feeling. And of course, I'm in a completely different state, new area. There's nobody I know here. So, of course, I'm not going to find anybody like that, but that doesn't change the fact that I feel very alone and I feel very vulnerable in a way. I don't know how to explain it, but being from Arizona and, you know, attending a college in Louisiana, I feel like I don't fit in. And of course, I'm not going to, but there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, it's like, I want to fit in. I don't want to be kind of viewed in a way that would be, how do I describe this? That would be like weird or like different. Like I want to fit in. I want to fit in. And honestly, one of the things that, you know, society teaches us is, you know, you stand out type shit. But nah, bro, I want to fit in. Let me fit in, please. I'm not comfortable. A lot of the times I find myself wondering what I would have been like or where I would be if I had stayed in Arizona and I didn't go to a college outside of it. And honestly, I'd probably be doing the same thing. I probably would work the same job that I have. I'd probably just go to community college. I'd see my mom and I'd see my sister and I'd see all my friends and all my family and my cats. And honestly, it's tempting. It's very tempting. It's very tempting to, you know, just be like, I think I'm a dropout and then go back to Arizona. That sounds really bad. I chose to, you know, go to Louisiana for a change of pace. I've always wanted to continue my education. I've always wanted to go to a college outside of Arizona. So technically, I made the right choice. But did I? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that, I'd like to think that I made the right choice and that for right now, at a point where, like I was in my last episode, I'm uncertain. How weird. But yeah, I think that for right now, I'm very uncertain. Just uncertain for right now. I think that I haven't really found my niche. I haven't really found a place where I am comfortable. And even in my own dorm, I'm like in my dorm by myself. I'm not really doing anything besides this. So even now, I don't feel comfortable because right behind me is another room. And then across from me is another room. So even now, I don't really feel comfortable. So I think that I'm not sure. Just for right now, I'll have to find my comfort place. I think I should. It's going to be very hard to try and find it in this state, but I will. I'll find my comfort place. So, anyway, that's it for right now. I think that's about it. I think that I've covered everything that I want to cover. I tend to use this as more so like an audio diary, and you know, that's what I use it because I'm really bad at writing. So talking it out and just, you know, recording it is kind of like writing it down, but it's auditory, not necessarily physical. So yeah, thank you for letting me vent. This has been lovely. Good night. What was it? Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. So I will see, until next time, you know, so.